So I was thinking, as you can tell with the story that I told of all the stoles and the chasuble and all that, that our experiences that we go through are form our story. Our story of our life, who we are, who we become, who we started out to be. And those moments, those people, those experiences that influenced or shaped us or encouraged or intrigued, that wanted, helped us to learn more. More about what was interesting, what might have been challenging. But that breath that is given to us with that capacity to learn. And as I say, we are not done learning until the day we die. There's opportunities even in our forgetfulness or whatever ailment that we might have as we get older. There are still those opportunities to learn more and experience more. And with the understanding of that, looking back with the lens of gratitude. And it's not always the gratitude that we think like, oh, I'm so glad I went through that. And that's not what I mean. That gratitude that I survived, that I grew stronger in my faith because of this, that I'm able to tell the story to other people, that I'm able to share that joy of God's love that I knew was there and tangible for me. And thinking also about those moments that restore us, that are growing us and molding us on this journey or this path that we find ourselves on. And sometimes that path is not one that we think that we want to be on. There are times where I go, I want off this roller coaster, please. And that's when I get, not yet, you're okay. And I'm like, am I really? So thinking about those skills and those gifts that we have acquired from the Spirit that lives and breathes within us, and that ability to share those gifts with others in the body of Christ. Thinking about those things that we learn through our experiences, about what was shown to us that was different, and what has grown into us that we can in turn share those with others. And thinking about what we are grateful for those things that we have experienced, and how we process all those feelings that come along with those experiences, and making sense of those, even though there's times where nothing makes sense. And looking at the text that we had and their relatedness with the ascension, with the disciples, as they are continually walking beside Christ. And for ascension, it was 40 days after Christ came back, after the 3 days in the tomb. And he walked with his disciples for those 40 days, encouraging them, reminding them, letting them ask their questions that he just had to say, I've told you. It hasn't changed yet. I've told you these things. But we get to share in that story throughout Luke and Ephesians and Acts. And the things that stood out this week was the idea that Christ opened their minds to the scripture. Christ opened their minds to be open to those new experiences that they were going to be on, this journey that he commissioned them to go out and spread the word of God amongst the people in Jerusalem and beyond. He's given them that freedom to go beyond Jerusalem now, to tell the story that he has at times told them, not yet. Do not share this yet. But now he's saying, go forth and share. Because he's sending them out into the world as disciples to tell their story, to tell Christ's story to those that have never heard or experienced the Word of God, or those that heard it third person long ago, and they're going and say, really, truly, this happened. These things that we were telling you happened, we witnessed them, we encountered them, and we felt that love of God that comes through the Holy Spirit. Knowing that each of us, not only the disciples, but each of us have been called, each of us have been commissioned to go forth and spread God's love, however that may look like. And combined with that equipping and calling us, because God equips us to do those things. He doesn't just call us and go, well, good luck with that. He goes, here's these gifts that I'm giving you that you've already had inside you that needed to be percolated and grown. For now, you can go out and share those gifts, those talents with other people. Finding ways to do outreach in new ways, finding ways to do our ministry, to share those gifts. One of those things was at this last month's council meeting, and I talked about it in the newsletter, was giving thanks for the last 2 years. All those things that we could think about as a council that we got to celebrate. Things we got to celebrate, like our elevator that was finally completed, the celebration that we survived COVID, that we were able to be flexible, move into our cars for the while, and then come back into the building safely so no one else was harmed. Celebrating the chairs that we replaced in the fellowship hall. I mean, the list that we were able to continue to do outreach, that we were able to continue to feed people at Friendship House. And the list can go on and on, and then we got to look forward. Like, figure, fast forward 2 years, what have we been able to celebrate now after 2 years? Dreaming about new ways of outreach or new ways of growing our community, to stay strong as we have been, to stay a presence within the Skagit Valley here on Skagit and Fir Island. How we get to do those things and be encouraged that we have these opportunities rather than, because I know it's so easy to get overwhelmed. Living example of that at times. But to find that strength and that encouragement that is given to us freely, that grace that is given to us freely today, to say, it's okay. We can be still now, and it's okay if we want to go forward now. And be okay with that we're going to have times where, as the saying goes, the spaghetti doesn't stick on the wall. But we keep tossing ideas up on the wall to see what sticks and what doesn't. However that may be for us, we know that God is within us, that the Spirit blows new life into the cobwebs, brings new people in to share their ideas, and that we are, each and every one, have been equipped with grace and love of God and being able to collaborate, working, breathing life into the stories that we tell, the stories that we share with one another that build us up, that gives us encouragement to go the next years. And being okay with ideas like the stories that the disciples encountered through Christ's ministry. And I pray that they are challenging us like the disciples that surrounded Christ and watched his ascension to continue showing up and teaching the way, the truth, and the life that Christ's light shares to others. Amen.